No great contributions to make in Hezbollah on the next Simon. Unless you have any question on Kuf Pei Hei that I said I'm leaving it a little bit more to you. There is the basic principle of Amasla and the concept of Heimunu Kebetre, the key halachic issues in Kuf Pei Hei. In Kuf Pei Vov, we have this big Mechogos Rishonim. Here we have the shach that needs a little attention.
Matzach lidog achat tashmish hi beid echad b'hu beid echad. The lirus behem shema ros adam b'shas tashmish. And the daito had stills both to us also afkoidim tashmish. So what do we have here? The Rambam shite that achat tashmish you always need a b'dika. What was bothering the Rambam? Yeah, I think you have to put all together. Chazal had a real concern for Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish. Not Roh Adam Bishas Tashmish. That's taken care of by Chazokas. Or that the act of Tashmish, the marital act, is an inducer of Nidus. That seems to be a real concern. And therefore, from the Rambam we learn a general principle. Because really, nobody argues on that point, I think. On the principle, I would think there's consensus. If you do something that has the probability of inducing nidus, then you have to check up. In other words, a maise that induces nidus, then you have to find out whether that maise did or did not. There's a lot of maise in, I think, three areas of our law. Dam Sulim, Sichel Sakeva below Dam, and the taking of the pill. In other words, when you do something which has in itself the power, the possibility of inducing nidus, then you introduce a suffix, you have to remove out of the suffix. Then you have, I believe, the locha kolach with ruling the barina. Because that act created a suffix in your mind. The Dam Sulim, I say, put into a category of three, is not that Dam Sulim induces nidus. The Dam Sulim mimics the lower Dam Machmas Tashmish. Because in all its manifestations, that's what it is. The performance of the marital act caused Dam. But Chazal knew very well that Dam Sulim is not Dam Nidah. That Dam Sulim is Dam Akra. And that's the reason why they were makel on one day, that after Dam Sulim,
You only have to worry about 4 days and the Kumbre for Lefesh Shepazera, which we'll talk about later. It's the Kumbre, built upon the Kumbre, or Ben Ashmoshos, you know what they will be. They reduced their concern for Kumbre, but they know it's certainly not Damnidus. And they want you to know that they know there's not Damnidus. How for Pekin, they will go there. Why? Because indeed, she was all down Machmas Tashmish. I got to differentiate Machmas Tashmish due to Mako. Machmas Tashmish due to true Nidus. That's already a bureau that has to be made. And we don't like to give that over to the general public that they should be Mavala. So we put Akzeret Rabbanon, we put an Isaran. That's the way you keep the lady from mixing too much in Halacha. We don't like the lady to mix too much in Halacha, because when you have to mix up in Halacha, they make it worse. And those who saw the Chiru Alatzmon, they went ahead, they threw out Nido and substituted Zogo, and we're stuck now with Shivan Kiyam all the time. So, according to the Rambam, then, classifies all of them Machmas Tashmish as an omnipresent concern. And therefore, he's Machayev of Zika, Achat Tashmish, to make sure there wasn't all of them Machmas Tashmish. The Tzumos, he says, there, as long as you're bodek, means you want to be 100% sure that there was no field chorus b'shogeg. Well, you can do better than just rely on chazaka. You can go with empiric fact, and therefore make a bdikah kodem tashmish too. So tzuos abodo goes kodem tashmish. That guarantees that what that does is minimizes the possibility of natural menstruation. That a plain menstruation would not occur b'shas tashmish, right? You will not roa dam b'shas tashmish, because that's 5 minutes ago she made a b'dike. Really, the likelihood of such a thing happening becomes more and more remote. Right? But roa dam machmas tashmish, there's no way to avoid that. I can't do anything as a peremptory strike to avoid that problem. The only thing I can do is to be going to the Gacha Tashmish, right, and see whether you have to do the form Chatos.
So the Rambam, does it matter whether it's some of Chodeset or not? I
think the next one, then we'll do the Shach. Ein lo besed kavua. This means ein lo besed kavua, meaning ein lo. Not like we discussed, she has a besed kavua of lo pochos mi. Or during that period of time, which the Ramos says mishanes vesta gimel yomim, or more, where the period is, she ain't la besed kavua. Again, a woman who never sees less than 25 days. But then it's a free-for-all. And got an abnormal condition today, where after 25, 28 days, the woman can see 30, 31, relatively normal for a month or two. Right. Then go 40 days. Next cycle goes 40 days, yeah, 40, 42 days, and sometimes cycles that way. So we have a kind of a new vessel beginning to develop, right? A kind of vessel in the same movie. But that's not what we talk about now. I'm curious about vessel. But she has no vessel kavua for that period of time. Then the Mechaber agrees. Shalosh pamim harishonim Sichin Livdog Koidem Tashmish Viachat Tashmish Hu Beit Shelo Vi Beit Shelo. I want to now clarify, is she a woman who be Roadam? Not Bishas Tashmish, that's very hard to guarantee, but Machmas Tashmish. Right? Therefore, by checking first that she was not a Nida, checking later, she became a Nida, obviously, she became a Nida, Machmas Tashmish. Therefore, I want to guarantee that didn't happen, so I need a Beit Shelo, Eit Shelo, Bivuvzuko, Bosukim upon him, Sheina Roadam Machmas Tashmish, Shuv Ein Sicha Bidika Kla, Lo Lithi Tashmish, Lacha Tashmish. Right? She established a chazoka, gimel pomim. He says, "Ainu roa dam machmas tashmish." Just as I said to you, although it's not that clear in the Noshe Kalim, but it's accurate in Halacha, that if a woman is roa dam 32, 33, 34, 32, 32, 33, right? She is not to worry about on the maintenance of 30, 31. The maiden is the whole 30 or 31. Because she was hoved the cause that she's not an Isha Maiden. That goes so that the rules of Chazaka apply. Right. You'll see some of the Achayim say, no, but she always must worry about Ona Maidenness. Doesn't make sense. No reason for that to do. Alright? I gave you the source in Igles Moshe where he says that the famous. Well, the Rambam Barosh, Kozman She'en Leveset, Tzichi B'dika L'Olam Kodem Tashmish Achat Tashmish. The Rambam Masa She'gam Abal Yidik Asma Achat Tashmish, of course. That's another path. Another chumul the Rambam. That the Isha Shein Leveset, I have another concern. She shouldn't become a Nida of Bishas Tashmish. In other words, the Matir starts at the beginning of the Shaila. Can you go to sleep with your wife? Your answer is, I don't know. She may be an Eder. But she checked herself yesterday. She came home from the mikveh 2 days ago. And she doesn't expect to see Dam when. There's no such expectations. Isha Shein Leveset. Could be that 2 days later she'll see. The Meile, she's an Isha, that's who tell us the suffix. And therefore you have to be Mavar of the suffix. Therefore, Rambam says, kosher, that cloud that someone introduced before we had a chance to, that Kol Milsa Defshe Levuri Mevarina, that's an absolute cloud in Halacha. I answered you that Chazok is a Biro, but she ain't got no Chazok. It's an Isha Shein Leveset. Therefore, she has no Chazok. Therefore, you have no choices. It's time to go blind block, maybe it'll be okay. Therefore, you have to make a Biro. Therefore, if you go to Koydim Tashmish. Rambam is very consistent. Follows the broad rules of Halacha. Right? Whenever you have a suffix, try to clarify the suffix. If she has a vested, you have no suffix. That's what we mean, Chazlok is Mavares Fetis. But if she doesn't have a vested, Isha Shein Leveset, then suffix remains, and the best you can do is. Reduce the distance, reduce the time of suffix. I mean, what guarantee do you have if she's bodekis koydim tashmish, right? When you don't get to bed for 10 minutes, then those 10 minutes should become a nida. You can't even go so, but if that's the case, you're going to knock out the mitzvah field a little bit. You're going to reduce the diary mitzvah a little bit. So you do whatever you can do. Right, that's what the other cloud comes in. Lonitna Torah, Lonach Esheris.
to do the best we can as humans.
And what if it should happen? So the day she's going down b'shas tashmish?
The halach is, if it was not b'shas vesto, it wasn't onus habesed, ain't tzricha kapora. It's classified as an onus.
Not as a shogi, it's not a deira b'shogi. I said there's an onus. Want to see where I think I might have marked it inside just to call your attention to it. One of the pieces of sugar that we passed deals with it in detail, but basically it just says what I just told you. That if it was not any violation of Minig Yisrael of Takonas Chachomim, and it happens, it's nothing for you to be concerned with. That's called an onus. Comes a Ramah, and I assume the Mechaber disagrees. Now generally, when the Ramah comes and says something the Mechaber didn't say, kind of introducing the practicality or the reality of the physical intimacy that goes on with husband and wife. And seeking little gasmaha called Tashmish with Tashmish shows symbolai lechad. If they have relations more than once during the night, they don't have to get out of bed, put on the lights, examine the ed. No. Elamekantan asma kola laila the ed, ulamochot seeking bidika. The motzo dam, then she's the mayor. That's no different than she didn't make a bidika b'shas vesta, but we paskin. So make a bidika again. It doesn't answer the question what happened at that moment when Oreir b'zman obo. We don't think that is a absolute, because usually when Oreir b'zman obo, he knocks on the door. Since Oreir didn't knock on the door, meaning she was at Margish, she didn't have any simonim, and then didn't see anything, therefore it's almost a kind of a chumrah, a knas. You want boidik then, you have to be boidik anyway. Even though it doesn't answer the question, was she oedam machmas tashmish 6 hours ago? Or 7 hours ago. This could be from Kiras HaLayla to Sof HaLayla. Again, for time efficiency, you should do the whole shach. Pick up this shach in the second column. Here the shach supplanted the taz. Avo la'emes yoredarko. See about a quarter down from the top of the omid. Avo la'emes yoredarko, lidas arif, kidas kolaposkim. After the isha she'ein lo beset lo boi b'diko lo baila klal lo lipnei atashmish lo lach atashmish lo ochel lo kosar arif b'shum mokom b'peret shesicha b'diko adrabba kosar b'hilchasnida hachamorim v'apolim nishehem lem b'cheskes taro v'ahimim. These are people who go away for long journeys and they come home. The halacha we learned before, they have a right to assume that the women are b'cheskes taro. That says he even only about sukkah betaros bedafke he. When you find that you need bedikas, it's because there was sukkah betaros, and that's a separate concern in Sefer Nida. You have intertwined the kol yad amar b'lid of menoshim mishubachas, referring to a woman who's making truma, who's dealing with tahara, and not referring to muteras habayil or not. And most of Shana learn that the Mishnah that says kol yad amar b'lid of menoshim mishubachas refers only to taharos, not to labayla. From Mechaber even you see that Noshim Tznuos may have a different halacha, as long as Shelo b'fnei Baalo, it seems to be a Mushubachas also. The Lo Liu Libo Nokfo is only when he's aware that she's looking for something. But if the husband is not aware, it doesn't present any problem, and if a woman wants to be more machmir, it's a proper thing to do. Therefore, even the igna leket haras, so being a bdikah klal. That we'll pick up in the Gemara, in the text itself. Now watch this. Isha sheina roa b'pochem yudal yom achat v'losa. Avo lacha yudal yom em ein lo keva. Ad yudal yom dina kedin isha shesh v'vesi. That's what we've been saying to you all along. This is, right, a more common example of a more frequent example of Isha Sheyesh Leveset. Isha Sheyesh Leveset, where there's a major part of the month where Yesh Leveset, meaning where, you know, Vadai she will not be sitting down, then there's some days of the month, some speaker days of the month. So we break up this woman and give her two categories. During the time when she's Vadai, who's the call that she won't see Dam, Shadisha Sheesh Leveset? And during the period of time when there's a suffix, we treat her Isha She'em Leveset, who needs Bidika Kodim Tashmish. According to the Rambam, and according to the Rif and the Rashba, she never needs Bidika Kodim Tashmish. In other words, if a Isha She'em Leveset, a veset isn't only a mailer, it's a chesaron also. Right? Therefore, Isha she'ein lo veset, what you don't know, don't hurt you. So nothing reason for to suspect at the time that she has to suspect anything, that she has to assume that everything's okay. Why? Because she starts off with a cheskas tahara. That's also chazak. After the last time she went to mikveh, she had a cheskas tahara. Period. That Cheskas Tahara carries. That's how you go in the column, the broad column of Halacha. Right? She had a Cheskas Tahara, she became a Cheskas Tahara. Mm-hmm. If she gets Leveset, I'd have another Hazoka that comes into competition with a Cheskas Tahara, namely Hazoka that she will be lower down at this time. That's why you have problems. But Isha Shem Leveset has no problems. יש לו דם אמי יחס אשתו שתידוג בעת שלו מיתו של מנס השלון ומנס השלו is an important halacha. It didn't seem to say anything, but it says it, that her heminu kibetre the sofa lo la'atzma is not only when it has to do with an area where no one else could be involved. No one's going to check up on her when she's making bedikos, whether she made a bdika properly, whether she's reporting accurately what she found. He said, of course, the Epshel, so he knew. In these halachas, she has an amonis to be trained.
Like I mentioned to you quickly yesterday, the example, which is cited in the shaft in the hay, that if a woman says, Roni, Kochom, Tioli, I asked the Shaila for the Kochom, they said it's okay. And the Kochom says, no, I did not. I said, the Kochom is Emma. But if a woman says, Kochom, Tioli, and another man comes and says, I was there, and the Kochom was on the tire. So it's hot, the Gabi Trey, you believe her, not the man. Right? And here,
the Sofra law is liatzmo, therefore she has nemonis, that's a chiddush here. Here we're talking about not her. Does she have nemonis to say that on the husband's ed, on the washcloth that the husband used to wipe himself? Everything was okay. She has no nemonis. She's a woman, and maybe for that you need the man himself to say. It's an issue that involves her status of nidus. Because if you found dam on his aid, it meant that she was a nida at the time. Therefore, she has full nemonis on that.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
It means it's hot to see a da. In other words, anything that she's responsible for, then she's believed. And anything that somebody else, then she doesn't have that money. It's just not hot to see that.
In
like
it. I don't know something else. I mean, the example of the shark is where the Chacham denies. That's because different halachic logic. She was mom in the Chacham giving her. She went to the Chacham. He said, whatever he said, I'll believe. So when he went back to the Chacham, he said, I didn't say what she said, I said what I said. So you have, there you have another thing. It's almost like the halacha also the goal the Chacham Acharav and the Chacham Efetik. When he went to the first Chacham, where the big Baram Shad, and was already with the Raivik Baram Shad, it was Kabbalah Sneder. And the Kabbalah Sneder, you listen to what the Chacham tells you. Therefore, you can go to the Chacham. Also, the Chacham Acharav Hakir. Why? Because there was a Kabbalah Sneder, that's the Raivik's simple shot, going to that Chacham. That's why you find people falling off asking Shaivas. I like to ask you something. I'm not asking a Shaiva. No, I'd just like to ask your opinion. The English translation is, I'm not prepared to commit myself to accept what you tell me. I'm doing a survey now. Do I find someone who agrees with me? If I agree with Mako, then that'll be acceptable.
What if she gives in that case, she gives a maspo, like why the fuck we said the other one? Right, but let's say he's saying really no, he gave him this heter, but he doesn't want everybody to think that the general heter that could be used.
Your side, the actual problems.
But the flow
evaluation is supposed to be under the Shigas.
Yeah.
Getting back to Sif Gimel. So if when the woman is in the status of Yesh Lavesa, so we know when, you know, this is not a time when she's giving the same way. That's not a problem. But from the period of Gimel Lavesa, I mean, it's a subject that at any given point in time, she may in theory have her experience, so how could she ever be with her husband?
Or she has a husband's father, as I explained. Follow the halakhic rulings, right?
you start over the Chesed Tzara. Now you tell me something could have happened that broke the Chesed Tzara. It didn't happen. So the Chazaka says it didn't happen. Until it happened. Chazaka carries you, right, until the point where the Chazaka changes.
But is there ever... Okay, that part, I don't know. Yeah. But is there ever a point during that in the Vesit period where she's like a Beit HaMidrash or she's...
Well, so that's it. At least you came a Vesit, we'll have later on. Or you give a Beit HaMidrash. So you know, he's ashamed of this, but only the energy she has. So. That's what we have. That
soon at fierce of acid. That the norm was accepted as a concern. Mitam hold. Yeah, they're all coming in to oppose Chazaka. Yes, we'll explain that way. Most women see on the 30th day. That's what onabeinus means. Right? And therefore, it's a shein leveset, but it's most likely that she belongs to a hove.
Right? Meaning, does she ever get into a category of what we discussed yesterday, that night before, or day before, a specific time, she's asked to her husband? Is there ever that, meaning with an isha shein leveset?
I don't know. I told you, ain't a beset, not a chson. It's a mile. She has no chazokid to start up with her cheskes tala. Take it. And stepwise, she now has a cheskes tala. That's it. Okay. We're also in Dam Machmas Tafi, Shalosh Pama with Tufim. Asura l'shamesh li'olam emoso bal. Vizbor b'simen shachaseh. Why he rushed to get it into the end of this simen, I don't know. But now we're talking about an occurrence which doesn't have good medical understanding today. I'll just give you and he said Chazal didn't make this up out of whole cloth. There was a concern. The marital act can cause dam. There's too vigorous a marital act. That's damakwa. That's not what we're talking about. Could be that for some reason the woman was not fully aroused, so there's a lack of lubrication. So there was an irritation, it's because dam. That's not what we're talking about. That's clearly damakwa. What we're talking about is something happens hormonally, something happens physiologically, not mechanically, that causes a few tipas dam to come out of the lining of the uterus and then the endometrium. And that's mamish nidus. Now, why does that happen? How does that happen? So I try my best to get information from people supposed to know, but there's nobody who knows. There are a lot of people supposed to know. But I'm not supposed to know. A guy went to school. He's an obstetrician for 20 years in my town. He should know. He knows who cups is up. There's no one knows. But not in the textbook, which he studied 20 years ago, he doesn't know, because the last 20 years he didn't open up any other book, so he's not going to pick up any new information. So, some women during orgasm have major contractions of the uterus. If blood comes out then, that would be dam nidus. Okay. That, I believe, is explanation possibility number one. Number two, just to share with you again, orientation
especially for Chazal, who lacked so much empiric evidence, that had to figure everything out with their good minds, in Marashonim to Malochim. In nature, we find such a thing. We find the Moshul among rabbits. A rabbit will menstruate and ovulate at the time of copulation. That's why they are so successful. They breed like rabbits. The menstruation is just, it accompanies it, or it's no longer necessary since they're becoming pregnant, I don't know what it is. But that's why rabbits are so successful in reproducing, because they don't ovulate. They ovulate when it's important. Right? At the time of copulation, the rabbit ovulates also. I mentioned that on the intrahuman species, you realize that the act of copulation is not a mechanical act of deposition of sperm into the vaginal tract of the female. More goes on with the female. In a rabbit, we know something very significant goes on. Ovulation goes on. If things go on in the human, too, we haven't studied that so well. We know less about the human than we know about the rabbits. Okay, I give that as a little hakdomeh, and it shouldn't seem so strange to you, because Chazal always dealt with the best that the eye could see, that the mind can understand. They lacked the sophistication of instrumentation, radiological evidence and things like that. But beyond that, as I like to emphasize, it says, "Im Roshonim kem Alochim, Onu kibnei Yodo." If we realize that they're like Alochim, there's a chson in that concept. We treat them like Malochim, we also forget they were smart old men. They were Chachomim also. And that's why it's always important to try to see where the Chochmah came from. Besides the Tanach Hanami, they have Sefer Dishmaya, and maybe some of them the Ruach HaKodesh. But besides that, they were just smart people. They were superior people. And a superior person makes use of what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the eyes and the ears and the mind, to be able to understand more than we can understand.
How common is it? Do we have any statistics? How common is it? Is there any way of telling you? And how are we Bavara between that and
Bavara? I mean, this is a long time. I never had such a shepherd. I sure never had such a shepherd. I've always done Machma Sashmish. If I'm always done Isha Sashmish, yes. Usually, mechanical injury. Yeah, because some anomalies. Very large male labor and a very infantile vagina and so on. It gets such problems. But that's resolved by the first visit to the gynecologist, and they have a system of sounds, that's the UNDS, where they have the woman put in plastic things of increasing diameter over the course of several months to enlarge the orifice, not enlarge the opening. Find that in cases of vaginismus, where a woman has in response to the marriage contractions and they don't allow the act to be completed. The bulk of the maravilla, also treated mechanically,
not surgically, and it usually works out.
Maybe I'd like to clarify. When you said that a woman has contractions of her uterus during orgasm and she sees blood, are you considering that as a hargasha?
But the fact is, that blood that's coming out is not Dan Marco. The Aver of a husband didn't reach up into the uterus and cause an injury there that caused it. But in response to the emotional fervor of the marital act, something happened and Dan formed out of the uterus that would be classified as the Alochet and Dan needed a Reise. Right? That's what we would classify as he's had in the first simon that he's the leader of Bein Ba'onis, Bein Ba'onson. Just like he called a Ba'onis. Right. To be a leader of either Ba'onis, but that's a regular leader.
Okay, that's a little introduction. Let's get to the simon also. Simon is critical because of how we handle Chazokah, but largely because of the way to do a differential bedika.
Here we have a so-called bedika on the violinist, a bedika that will differentiate whether the dam is coming from the uterus or is it coming from the solid, coming from the vaginal wall. And we allow, don't require special mumchiyut. We allow a woman to make such a bedika herself, as known as bedika bishvil peres, which is a very useful bedika bizman hazeh too. We use it very often. It solves a whole bunch of questions. We'll spend a few minutes.
איש אשר עוז אדם מחמס תשמיש ביד, בכדי שתושו ג'ודו לתחס הקר, או לתחס הקסוס, ותיתו עד לבדוק בו ותקנך עצמו. Okay, we define what מיד means. מה מרוא אדם מחמס תשמיש, what does that mean? Don't need all that, right? If you find dam on his aid, that's easier proof that she was the whole dam b'shas tashmish anyway, right? Machmas or b'shas, we'll find out, right? If he wipes himself and there's blood on his aid, though, unless he himself has a sore, right, or has, and I've had such cases. Not uncommon, where there's diseased dam shas tashmish, right? And it turns out because the fellow has the prostatitis, and he is giving off blood in the semen. If he's in trouble, he better get to a doctor quick. Not an uncommon condition in American males, called prostatitis, an infection of the prostate, treated with antibiotics, but not uncommon. Okay? And there you can be lower dam, machmas tashmish, or pshas tashmish. It has to be determined whether it came from or came from him. Right? Therefore, it gives you a she, if you're dealing with her alone.
And is there a difference between machmas or pshas?
You don't know. We're going to determine that. All you know is it happened pshas tashmish. The next question is, right, is it coincidental, just so happened that she had a vesed then, or is it due to the tashmish?
Was it because of the
mat? So it says, if she checks immediately, and immediately means immediately, achrenim say 5 minutes, right, the time it takes for her to reach under the pillow, take out a napkin that she has prepared there and wipe herself and take a look at it, give her up to 5 minutes. Right? That's called miyad. Im b'chol gimu pam ratzufim rosh adam. And comes the Ramon says that the other way, like I said, is better proof. Im motzo gimu pam adam al eid shalom, which is the best proof that it happened b'shas tashmish. Right, then asura l'shamesh in balze, period. Ella to gorish bo with your nose liacher. Nosos liacher, the Rosadam of Massachusetts, you move to him. I saw the Rosham Gamel also bow. Ella to gorish with your nose lishi. In Dami Mashlishi, Rosadam of Massachusetts, you move to him. Loti nose liacher, Rasuro, Lohol, Achetibdo. What's the question you have here?
What is the
difference
if a kiddush
is done with the professional? No, we'll still tell you in a minute.
Okay,
we'll tell you. What's the obvious question here?
Why should another person be different?
I mean, why divorce her?
Why not?
Why not do the check with the first husband? That's the question. It has a abdikah that could be done to determine whether it was or was not. What's the shayla now? Was it machmas tashmish or was it damako? Right? Yes, I gave you a little bit of agdoma. Well, I didn't check with the first one. Huh?
You don't need it because
there's
no chazaka. I'm
sorry,
what? No chazaka because it didn't happen in the first year. You divorce her. Because she saw Gimel Pommel with him. After the second time, she should have made a vikah. Right? Why not after the first one? Okay? That's the question of Bates. She saw Gimel Pommel, right? And so now he's in trouble, she got a divorce, and let's check up whether it's really Machmas Tashmish or is it Dam from the Ksolot. Let's do the whole thing and then we'll come back to analyze it. Yeshomim, Sheinonu Bekiyim, listen to a little more. Machmas Tashmish, Kein Bekiyim Bishir Anisko, what the Shir meaning? She should stick her hand into the pillow and take out a cloth and wipe herself. Lachen kol sheroa gimapam somachu tashmish mikra didan machmas tashmish v'nesro al baila v'evo gimapamim siyach liyusu ratzufim three in a row avdom lo hayu ratzufim lo nesro al baila, right? Ben chilek benim roso gimapamim miyad shen oso o ben niskal kol achakav roso gimapamim. It could happen later on in life. Something happened, right? And then she becomes a roe damal. Same thing. The chozer lo mayri ela berosu samach latashmish. Avon lo rosu samach latashmish. Lo nesra baila umuteraso liachat harosu tomid. Vidino kemisha ein lo veset. If it's not samach, you do not have to divorce, you don't have to, it's just what? It is just an unlucky occurrence. It's assumed that it happened three times. Okay. But it is not machmas tashmish. So we're going to tell this man, make sure that your wife is bodekes koydim tashmish, miyaha tashmish, because there's a problem that has to be resolved. But I'm not going to go into this category of a huchzuko liros dam machmas tashmish.
So what does it mean in bo rasa samach tashmish? So when did she see it? What was the issue? If she, there's no rasa samach tashmish.
Samach, show the morning.
So what's even the issue on this?
Huh?
So what's even the issue on this?
No. We are not worried about that tashmish induces vigus. We were about the tashmish induces vigus now, the shas tashmish. The fact that tashmish induces vigus, every time she has relations, she becomes a nigga. When? 5 hours later. It's like a simoni aguf, right? So she goes, poor woman, I can count
12 days, it goes to mikveh, right? She comes off the mikveh, they have relations, bingo, she becomes a needle again. That's it. It's a different problem. Got it?
I need the Machabe here, then Mishnah will go back to do all the Shach and Erev, the important Piskei Tshuva that I have to call to your attention. Kesa Bodekes. Notelis Shoferes Shel Eva. You take a tube of lead, right? One good way to get rid of her, induce lead poisoning. Why lead? Again, you have to see, we have chachomim, right? I take a metal tube, I strip off a metal tube, it hurt a little. Lead can be melted easily, so I can have a nice brown bead at the edge of the tube. Lead is very smooth. Lead has a kind of a slick associated with lead itself. That's the nature of the metal. That's the best that you use, right, for this purpose.
So I just use your head a little bit and realize that you can go into the drugstore and buy it. It's called a tampon. And many women use it. You should ask me to do so. What's a tampon? At least some of the models, the best models, have a cardboard tube stuffed with cotton. The woman inserts the cardboard tube and then pulls the cardboard tube out, leaving behind the cotton. Okay, now visualize it. If I have the cardboard tube, look at our modern tampon. I have a cardboard tube stuffed with compressed cotton, which is there to absorb the menstrual flow. Right? If I strip this tube up and I make sure that the plug of cotton is not sticking out from the tip, but is withdrawn so that it's set further down in the tube, I'll put the tube in, right? I leave it that way. And then, if she's lowered down from the uterus, you will see down on the head of the cotton plug. If you find that head of the cotton plug is perfectly clean, and on the cardboard all around there's blood, then you know where the blood's coming from. It's coming from the vaginal wall, not from the trunk. That's it. That's what we do today.
Keka bodekes, noteles shoferes, kone cholol shaloferes. I told you, shaloferes, right? He calls it oferes, shveres shal eder, right? Eder, same thing, it means lead. Upiel rotsof usocha. See how I told you, they tell you how you shouldn't kill the woman. What's piel rotsof usocha? It's, the edge is folded in, you know, there's a smooth bead at the edge, right? Venosenes besocha mikho, and you put in there uberosho moch, right? Well, how does he have it here?
Sorbent, he
says. A what?
In the sorbent.
What does he have here? See, he's giving you eights how to do it. So on a big, heavy swab stick. They give you new seeds, how you do it. I'll stick in I now have access. I have a hollow tube, right? And then the tube is in. Then I take a shmate, wrap it around a chopstick.
sushi party, you always good to say chopstick or two. Nice heavy, like a nice heavy toothpick, right? So you wrap around some gauze or some absorbent cotton, and you push it off to the tooth, right? Now I know, if I find blood, I know where the blood came from. If I find no blood on the tube, and I find blood on the head of the absorbing cotton, I know it came leaking down there.
That's called a differential bedika. Right? Until as far as the male organ usually reaches during the marital act. Nimso dam al rosho v'yodua shehu min amoko v'asura v'imlav v'yodua shehu min astodin v'teres. Comes along the Ramon and says something very important. All these sophisticated things are so sophisticated, you suddenly get someone says, ain't none of it here.
So, morning is basic, how to differentiate being down the dam. You have seven Sama morning, you the mission and himself sleep, to check whether something is blood or something is stain due to the fact that she was painting her room red or something. How the trench has been down in Seva, it gives you every 7 times a morning, coming off with the rope tofel, the spittle, after fasting all night, and the urine that's been fermented for 3 days, among the 7 things that are critical. And they must be done in proper sequence, et cetera, et cetera. The guy was very much holding on his hand, ain't none of the key. Okay. I took care of that. Right? The Haini Domin name, we'll come to Mars Domin when I get the Shomin, I'll introduce that a little bit differently. The Haini Domin that are Tumbi. Other races are the Kosher. Ain't none of the key. Right? As you know, it sounds a little sophisticated. You'll say, ain't none of the key, and it's not true.
Not so sophisticated. As I told you, you go into the drugstore and buy it ready-made in the form of a tampon. Therefore, he says, right? No big deal. It's a good bedika. It gives definitive results, right? And should be used. Now, I asked you the question that you should have asked. So why make a divorce the first husband? Right. One husband, two, the third husband already, which is me asura l'chol olam. There, we go ahead. We let him do these differential bedika. So we have to read the whole thing now. Imrotsa livdog atzmo yodu tachas harishon achas shem shel shalosh piyamim harushus biyado umuteres lo. Yes, omrim. It's only the Yishalman that justifies the sequence of the Seifim that the Mechaba has. First, he tells you Asura 1, Asura 2, Asura 3, Asura Chalolam. Oh, I got an Eitzah for her. Let her make a differential Bedika. Right? It would seem that the Mechaba was following that Shita. That the one to whom she becomes asura, right? For him, it doesn't help. Then yeshomu shasura l'rishom itash meshish reilech afila bibidika, right? Why?
And I'll show you legally here. You can't forget the ground rules in halacha. Here you have a woman who is chuzukah for this man, she's going down that conception. Now you gotta answer me this test that you're talking about. That's 100%. Now it didn't work. But two, those are mimic exactly what goes on during the miracle act. It's not 100% people. Therefore, where is your woman body already that she got super low? I don't have a good enough test. A test that's 100% that answered the question. No, it really wasn't Machmas Hashmish. It was Machmas Makro or something. But if it comes now to a point where we want to question, can she marry someone else? Right? Well, the Gabihim, since we're learning in Mexican, that called as Bo Shogos, which means not all the male women are the same, right? Therefore, I'm dealing now with a new condition. And I say, should I declare her as Suva or Follow the Pulu? Say, well, there's a new man coming into the scene, right? I make this Vidika. This Vidika mimics a new man. It may not mimic the old man, but it mimics the new man, right? And the unknown new man, so it's good enough to start. Give her another chance with it. That's it's a sheet of the Hashem. Again, Hashem Hilchos Nida, you gotta follow the rules. She's Kulzak and the Isha Asura to this man. The only way she can take away that Chazoka is by having relation with him three times and show that it didn't happen. But you can't allow it to have any anymore with this man. Therefore, substituting another man doesn't answer the question about the first man. And substituting a letu doesn't answer the question about the first man. This is critical in the Daki Holo.
Ready?
The second reason why the Mechaba didn't recommend to make a bidah after the first one. The odds are too great. If she should make the bidah and find that by putting in the tube, that alone induces menstruation, then we'll never let her marry again. Therefore, it's for our benefit not to check after the first time, because a test has one of two results, negative or positive. Indeed, if she would get away with it, it would be a good thing, and then she would tell us the Bala Nisha. But the danger is too great. If she fails the test, you won't let her ever marry again. You follow that? This is. Again, it said, "No training to Malachim is a put down. Why? The Malachim, I don't have to think like them, I don't worry about them, and I have to emulate them. The Malachim. Well, I tell you, they're just smart old men. Oh, smart old men are really part of my grouping, right? Therefore, maybe I have to pay better attention to what they say, because they are." Those of it all know is superior to me, so I might go learn from them.
The Mechaber saying that she doesn't do a bidika until the third husband. The first and second husband, she is assuming or is she has a suspicion that she is leading Machmas Hashmish. And so after three times that she has the suspicion, she has to divorce him.
We have the suspicion.
Right,
not suspicion, we have evidence. She's all down Machmas Hashmish. She's all down Bishas Hashmish, right? Well, it happened that the Vesit got messed up the second time. And the third time. I have no choice but say it's Machmas Hashmish. Okay?
Too good. let's finish the machaber on this, Mr. Shem, because we have a gap already for Mr. Shem until next Tuesday. Monday. Comes the Gemara and says, it's only because I have no explanation why she came in either. It wasn't Shas Vesta. So I must assume it's Parchas Tashmish. But the Megisho Tzal Ke'ed B'Shas Tashmish, L'kul Alma Yeshismo Chabedika B'Bala Rishon. Then everybody will agree she can do this test for the Bala Rishon too.
Why? I have a trio. I'm told that what she's seeing is Damarka because she has pain. As we'll see, this in Gaios in Damsuli. Right. Because in Kala had relations, or in Damsuli, right? Then to Nikri, and again, from the Yasus. See Dham again. The Dham Sula is the Dham of Tashmish. If there was discomfiture, maybe the second time that they had relations, which is very likely, then we still assume it's Dham Sula. Dham Sula, Dham Akaboshabo comes in, but don't get excited about it. The only thing that we have to worry about Dham of Tashmish is where they're having normal relations and they don't see any difficulty. Then she sees Dham, then we have trouble. Otherwise, it doesn't mean we're always told it. It's an unusual circumstance. If you can be told it, if you can hang it on to something, explanation, or rational explanation, then go and not massage, which is just such a rational explanation. Right? You give all kinds of explanations, but these are from left field.
Is that coupled with the fact we don't
want to
make
Arasa
right away to everybody?
Of course. There's no choice. Much effort not to make Arasa. Again, if I give some rational reason why this thing, such a strange thing happened. It's the next one. Im shimsho somach levesto. Right? Onoto liriyasa mishavesto. Velo chashmin lovo mach mustashmish. There's a better explanation. Right? Namely, normal menstruation time was, and that explains why it happened. Again, in the Ishmaka Boso Mokom, Tolom Midam Akoso, Vim Dam Akoso Mishun Midam Riyoso, and Tolom Midam Akoso. Again, this time we're going to go back to the Nosei Kelim on this, because a lot of important halachas that need
generally for the evaluation of Sveikis in Nida. Yeah. What was he telling you? If you can be told in something, you can be told it. Why? Well, every explanation is better than the explanation of Rav Dama Kastashmish. I give all kinds of solace, but these are remote, unusual occurrences. And if you can have a more usual explanation, a more normal explanation, that is a Dama, as a Maka Bosa Moko, here is something you have to know. Maka Bosa Mokom is not an unusual occurrence. Women, nowadays we do better. When I began my Rabbonus, obstetrics was not as it is now. And every woman had an episiotomy. Every woman. Which means, when the baby was said about to come out, the doctor takes a scalpel and slices the vaginal opening to make it easy for the head to go up. And he sold that. To every woman, all of you that are married, did your wife have stitches? Stitches mean you get episiotomy and stitches. So they now learned that episiotomies are bad. They let the head come out, eyes away, maybe it'll tear a little tissue coming out. It's far easier to repair a tear than to repair the damage that the doctor does by giving a slice a big wound. The tear is also, the tear is jagged, and because it's jagged, it heals better. The pieces fit together better, so it's good. But the fact remains that women who had episiotomies, all of them developed then they call stitch infections. If you eat stitch, that area is not exactly a clean area. It's easily infected. A woman can have for the rest of her life little stitch, little abscesses, little, never heal. Not uncommon. Second, if you understand, I give you our medical statistics. For a woman to have 2 urinary infections a year is normal. Everyone. A woman is old. I think it's true for young girls. But once they had a baby, 2 urinary infections a year is normal. 3, 4 is common. 5, 6, they treat already. Treat many, you can't get rid of it, long term treatment. Otherwise, a woman pops a few antibiotic pills, takes care of the urinary infection. That dam minha, a good urinary infection, causes dam. Why? The bladder gets infected, it gets irritated, and blood comes out. She doesn't know where it's coming from. In alulamala, alulamata, we'll do that one of these days again. Right? Therefore, any explanation of dam mata is a better explanation than the word damakasash. That's what the Chabad said. It's important to relate it, say, to Mitzius. It gives you the comfort that you know what you're talking about. In Yesh Makabosumokom, Tolim Midam Makosa, Babim Dam Makosa, Mishuna Midam Riosa, Ain Tolim Midam Makosa. This is, I never. Never will allow myself to paskin on that basis, but I clearly differentiate between dam mako and dam lido, without any doubts. What you don't paskin that way, you send it out there to the gynecologist, let them confirm that the mako goes to mako. Very simple. Dam mako is when you cut your finger. That's what the blood looks like. Damliga doesn't look like that. Damliga is mixed up. Blood mixed up with glandular secretions and so on. It doesn't have that bright, fresh blood look. So you see a fresh blood look. Since we paskin ain't none of the kiyin, and we're not mafkin being down with down in the red color, right? We send it to the gynecologist to confirm. But you can be pretty sure that you can be mafkin being dam mako with dam
lida. That's
not how it works. The halacha we don't do. But we don't rely on our hafkana. We ask for empiric evidence. We ask for a doctor to confirm. Why does the doctor have to confirm? And also halacha on ice, you have to know. Oh yeah, I see an irritation there. No good. Oh, I see there's a little nick over there. No good. He has to show that it's a mako shemotzia dam. So the doctor has to be asked, touch the area with a swab stick. When you pick up blood on the swab stick, that's called mako shemotzia dam. But if you touch it with a swab stick, it doesn't stain the swab stick, right? Then it doesn't happen. I call it mako. Irritation, that's not a problem. Okay, you with me?
I'd like to stop here now. I need a few minutes more to myself today. I have to speak tonight.
I have a daughter at Bolivia. I have a granddaughter at Bolivia. And
once a year they have a daughter father learning session. Yeah. Which they invite someone to speak. You give them amakomos before, and they're supposed to learn with their daughters for 45 minutes on the Indian, and then deliver a Shia or a Shia. So since I have a granddaughter there, I had a granddaughter there for 6 years, so starting with the first one, 7 years, so I get caught every year, I didn't speak to them once. And I'd have to speak to them, I have to do the work, so I didn't come in by car, and someone drive me in, and so I picked me up, take me to the door, and then drive me home. I'm not driving home, then my son, who has the daughter there, is free to come to learn with the daughter. So I think the topic that he said that she is in my shul on that topic. Easier to hit.
Yes, but in terms of when he swabs it and there's no blood coming out,
then you can be told on the macro. Then whatever follows, follows. You're telling somebody else, but.
Well, that's that you can't find it anymore.
And Bakasha.
So, isn't the likelihood that it wasn't a cut that healed someone more likely than Dan Bakasha?
Yeah, here I have the seers. I see Dan, right? And there you say that might be them.
The idea of Dan Bakasha is so rare that wouldn't it be more statistically more likely that it was the cut healed? Oh.
Empiric evidence is empiric evidence. What you have. You saw Dan, that's a fact. It makes facts on the ground, right? Now you want to go ahead and explain away. You can't explain away by what? Chachamim said, as rare as it is, we are both of the Rohanam Machus Hashmish, right? Have the following consequences, including divorcing your husband. Thereby, I'll be told us. Okay, let's stop here.
Yes, sir. We'll pick up on Tuesday in Hashem. We'll review the singing also because some reason a lot of boys are listening today. What's on the agenda today?
Yes, sir. Quick question. In part of the concern for this year and learning the topic. So right now I'm learning this tour associate Shokan Shokas. I think it's a good idea to turn this as a should a great value be placed on Jim Mishnah's meeting?
What?
On the Mishnah's Mishnah tomorrow.
I urge you to get this thing. What it'd be nice if you learned this, not with Shach and Taj's preparation, but with the Beisos' preparation.
I'm learning Tur and Beisos and Shach and Taj's. If that's sufficient?
Sufficient to be done every Gemara.
Okay, so it's not necessary to be done Gemara besides. Are there any synonyms that we still could or should we skip, or we should learn the whole thing first? Has any of your idea we skip certain synonym, but neither really, I imagine, is applicable.
I'm going to have a sheet and I just need it.
Right. There's
a lot of things. It's famous. Yeah, it's all colors. All these are colors. All put it differently. The same if you come along, the chance of getting a shiny is a sheep. It's remote. Because the papers is non-existent. Like that our chickens mutate. They have no pupils, they have no hands, they have no legs. Right? So no, any place where there could be a shiny would disappear. No, wrapped in plastic. No plastic. No livers. No. Yes. So, this happened. You find you have a wife at home. There's nothing
to see. And just to be done. I'm assuming that the timing of the shiur to be going along with our preparation, we'll try to prepare the simanim before shiur. And then by the end of the semester,
I'm not sure.
Well,
Rabbi, you want just one question?
Havon is that I do it with a hand. Maybe read the Am Sefer. I'm preparing now. So yeah, a bit more longer.
Okay.
Not just Kitzur Shofar.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on, Rabbi. I mentioned yesterday we passed them at the Olam Haruah.
Yeah.
But just looking at one step in my house,
yeah.
According to a Sephardic tradition, that it's not like the Olam Haruah. We passed them at the Mechaber. That it's not as she's the woman's mortality.